Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This team went. How about these last four innings?
Man, that was crazy. It took all of us tonight. You know, bullpen, starter, and freaking every person that started on the bench. So it was a full team effort, and that's what it's all about.
Let me ask you about the gratification. I mean, you play this game a long time. You've been an athlete a long time. Just to come through the way you did tonight.
That's give all the credit to the staff and my teammates that have been picking me up. You know, just having some fun out there. You know, Kyle and I had a funny interaction right before that last at bat. So, you know, I give the credit to him for sure.
What a night for the Phils. And what an offseason. Better than we thought for Dave Dabrowski. Welcome back. Midday Show, 215-592-9494. For this hour on 94 WIP, fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance for your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car 94 only at Sunoco. Look, we all did it. I think at points of this offseason, we all said, hey, they haven't done enough. They need to do more. I don't love this. I don't like that. It's the same team. Well, in a lot of ways, yeah, it is the same team. But they added a pitcher right now that is one of the best in the National League, and he helped them win again last night. And Max Kepler's been an upgrade in the outfield. Just those two things made the team better. Dave Dombrowski's offseason, underrated. And I'm sorry, Dave. I doubted you. You did a better job than I thought. You saw something in Lizardo, and boom, look what he's doing. I'm willing to say I'm sorry, Dave. Mm-hmm. Certain people around here are willing, like me. Other people are, you know, maybe stubborn a little bit.
No, I'm not being stubborn. Mm-hmm. I'm enjoying the season immensely, and I'm enjoying what they're doing. But the question remains, and I know this is not how we operate, but it's a lot of baseball left to be played, man.
Sure.
And this is not different from what I've seen from this team over the last couple of seasons. It's not.
It is a little, though.
I think it is.
It's a deeper rotation. It's deeper.
Okay, it's a deeper rotation. But
the offense looks different. They're manufacturing runs in a different way.
Third and on-base percentage.
I give you that.
And they're top 10 in pitches seen per plate appearance. Like, they're grinding at bats.
I give you that. But this pitching staff last year around this time, we were talking about about Ranger Young, Cy Young candidate and all that other stuff.
They had four great starters last year.
But we had good pitching last year.
But now it's five.
They would have six, seven?
Like, might be seven.
Yeah. Okay, that's fine. But what happened at the end of the year?
Like, they lost.
We were manufacturing runs early in the season, right? With the guys that we had and what ended up happening. And I think for most fans, I mean, I'm not poo-pooing what's going on right now. That's not what I'm doing.
Sounds like it.
But when I look at this team, outside of, I was about to say Kirkland again.
Kepler.
Outside of Kepler, we have the usual suspects that have a propensity at the end of the year to get a little quiet. That's all I'm saying.
So I agree with, of course, that's facts, right?
That's mostly the same. Facts. But I'm enjoying the season.
But I will say this about those particular guys. They spent all spring training saying they were going to work on their approach, right? Try to change. And I doubted that even makes any sense, right? Like, can an old dog learn new tricks?
Yes.
And we'll see if it plays out over 162. That, to your point, there's still a lot of season to go. But there are signs. Like, Trey has made noticeable – there's a noticeable
difference.
He's
been working hard. No question about it. But you know what? The one thing I do know as a former athlete, and this is a truism, mm-hmm. when things get a little rough for you, mm-hmm. and there's a little bit of doubt, you tend to revert to what you know.
You see, you're scared.
I'm not scared. You're scared. I just need to see it. Okay, I need to see it on a more consistent basis.
It's been pretty consistent for a few weeks now.
Yeah. I mean, okay, but like, I need to see it when it gets adverse.
I understand that. So the other part of this is,
I ain't apologizing. I'm just not.
Yeah, what happens if they win the World Series?
If they win the World Series, then I'm be like, hey, congratulations.
Well, hold on. If Lizardo is a Cy Young contender and he pitches Game 6 of the World Series and they win,
you know what I'm gonna say? Good job.
No, you should say, I'm sorry.
Why am I saying I'm sorry for?
You doubted the acquisition.
This is where we kind of lose the connection. We go here, Joe. It's because I'm apologizing. Why am I apologizing to somebody who's doing their job?
Because you didn't think he did a very good job.
Okay, so you proved me wrong.
Yes.
Yeah. That's no need to apologize.
Yes.
No, it's not. You did your job.
Hold on, but it's like.
Do your job.
It's like the analogy of the meal, right? And let's play it out, right? So the chef is making the meal, and you're watching the meal being made with the cumin. What'd you call it? Paprika?
Cumin.
Yeah.
Cumin and paprika.
Yeah, right. You're watching, and you're sitting there like making jokes or like, I don't know, this doesn't look very good. And then
yeah, I'm going to do that.
Okay, I know
no,
you
I'm
would.
Do it, yeah.
But we've started to eat the meal. We're a quarter of the way through, and we all agree it's pretty good. This looks
smells good.
Smells good. It tastes pretty good. They're 22 and 15. And you're worried about how it's going to feel like, you're going to finish the meal, the digestion. But we haven't gotten there yet.
Well, I am at that age.
I know you are.
Yeah,
that
could be a you problem, though, at the end
no,
of the day.
No, I'm just saying.
The digestion.
The trade deadline.
You know how it is that once you eat it.
Mm. Yeah.
Might hit a little different.
Okay. Well, like the trade deadline feels like dessert. We haven't gotten there yet.
Okay.
And then the postseason will be how you feel after the meal. All we could do is judge it on now.
And I'm happy now. And that's why I'm not apologizing.
No, I'm sorry.
Baseball
what you should do is be sorry for you were not nice to the chef while they put the cumin in.
You know what I would say?
You did.
Chef, so far so good. Keep up the good
that's
work.
Better, well, like, that's, so what if that's something?
What if somebody tunes into our show when we first start? They're like, this Hugh Douglas guy has no idea what he's talking about. He's a moron.
I mean,
and then you know, you start growing on him a little bit. They're like, you know what? This is starting to work. You don't think it'd be appropriate for them to be like, Hugh, I'm sorry. I was a little over the top.
You know what? I like the ones. Like, I look at it like this because I talked about this yesterday. We're in a position in a world where, like, I guarantee you there are people that can't stand me, but they listen. And there are a bunch of them that probably say, I don't know what I'm talking about for the most part. But they listen every day.
But
you don't
think there's a faction of people who at first think one way.
Rent
and then you're
free.
Like, you know what? I was wrong. I'm sorry.
No, they still
I don't
think
feel that
way
anymore.
No, I'm pretty sure they still think I'm
an idiot.
But
I'm not talking about those people.
You're talking about the ones that I won over?
Yeah, exactly.
The ones who said,
you know what? I was wrong about Hugh.
I don't think they'll ever admit that.
But
not out loud.
But
not
they're not
loud.
Man enough. Joe and I are man
no,
enough.
No, this is growth.
I don't think it's not being man enough. I think it's... It becomes one of those things where some people just want to hear what outlandish thing I'm going to say or what they can disagree with me at some point. Mm-hmm. So I'm okay with that. We can agree to disagree.
We can.
We can live, that means I live rent-free in your head.
Let's throw one more thing in there with Dombrowski.
Rent-free!
Yeah.
Rent-free!
Dombrowski in the offseason, he really gave this crew one more shot. And with that came...
Reluctantly.
Yeah, you know what? You're right, because he wanted to move Bone.
Yeah, he wanted to move Bone.
And he should.
Reluctantly.
I would still move
you know
Bone.
What?
That's why I'm not apologizing.
How he reluctantly held on to Jalen Hurts.
See, that
offseason.
Now, hold on.
No, that's not the same.
Yeah, that's not the same.
God, that's what you call a reach.
I don't think it is. Like, because
held on to Jalen Hurts.
You mean in the beginning of his career? Yeah, in the beginning of his career.
So, like, I'm just saying, sometimes luck is a factor in how we look at our general manager's offseason.
I get that.
But the point is, he ran it back with out disrupting the future too much. Like, basically, this is your last shot. JT, Schwarber, no contracts yet. And they didn't add anything that's a long-term deal, right? Kepler's a one-year deal. And Luzardo is, you know, he's still on a rookie deal. Or his first year, first big league contract. So he didn't disrupt the future. It's kind of like, you know, Larry Boas said this during spring training. What they did back in the day during his era and his team when they basically said in so many words, this is your last shot to win this together.
It's like do or die.
It is.
You know, for these guys.
It reminds me a lot of our team, 76, 77, 78. We were winning. We kept coming up short against the Big Red Machine and the Dodgers. And I remember it like it was yesterday that Rudy Carpenter got the core guys together, and he was a great owner. And he loved every one of us. And he said, if we don't go deep this year, he's going to have to break this team up. Now, that hasn't happened here, but he sort of got our attention before we took the field in 80. And that was on our mind the whole year because we came up together. We won, learned how to win together. We learned how to lose together. But we kept coming in out up short. And he basically said, if we don't go deep, he's going to break this team up. And I'm not saying that motivated us, but it was on our mind. And I think these guys are thinking about the last 3 years. I'll give you the first year. Houston,
right.
I think Houston was a better team than us.
Yep.
But the last two, I can't believe those two teams are better than us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Well, I couldn't believe it either, and I totally agree with Larry. 2022, we say, all right, Houston was better. They were. Last couple years, they came up short. This year, they ran it back, and so far, so good. Dave Dombrowski, I'm sorry. Aaron in San Diego's up. What's up, Aaron? Aaron going once, twice. Aaron back on hold. Jeff in Wilmington is up.
Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
What's up, guys?
Hey,
what's
Jeff.
Going on, man?
So I kind of hedged my thoughts on this, because mm-hmm. I told Kyle immediately, well, shouldn't we be doing this at the All-Star break, because we're only like one quarter of a way into the season, maybe one-fifth. So I kind of lean towards what Hugh's saying right now, because these guys, it's on the players, because they have the players to challenge for a World Series title before the season even started. So I don't know if I should apologize to Dombrowski for keeping the same team. I mean, you know, get me into October, and if we win, maybe. If he picks somebody up at the deadline, because we need bullpen help. And, you know, until that happens, I don't think we should be actually apologizing to him, because he didn't really do anything. Like, that's the thing. Like, what did he do?
But he did. I mean, but that I think that's why we need to apologize. Hey, Jesus Luzardo looks like an all-star, and potentially he's going to get Cy Young votes. That's not nothing.
Okay, I know, but, you know, here's the thing, Joe. I never really crushed him anyway, because to me it's always been on the players to begin with. Our hitters didn't hit two seasons in a row in the postseason for the most part. And that's really what cost us games. It wasn't the pitching. It was the hitting. So, you know, I don't know, maybe apologize to the hitting coach, because they are seeing a lot more pitches now than they were last year. Maybe he gets a little bit of an apology, but I don't know. And isn't it ironic that the way Stott is hitting, him and Turner are really tearing it up at the top of the order right now. And Harper's the one that's holding everybody back.
I know. That's the craziest part about them winning. And, Jeff, we appreciate the phone call, that they're doing this, and they're seven games over now, over .500, without Harper doing much. So I just want to – because even Jeff said it, he didn't do much. Jesus Luzardo is not much. I mean, he looks like one of the better pitchers in the National League. That's a big acquisition. And then as much as we could say he didn't do anything, sometimes there's value in not doing anything at all. Like, if we had polled 100 people last year and said – what do you want the Phillies to do this offseason with Taijuan Walker?
Get rid of him.
Get rid of him. I mean, almost everyone.
The vitriol that he had at the beginning of the season was bananas.
Yeah. And he has helped them. He has pitched this season, Taiwan Walker, 31 and a third innings. He's pitched to a 2.30 ERA. The other night, he had a 7K three-inning save.
Crazy.
No one thinks he's an all-star, but he's...
He's gotten better.
He's an asset again. I mean, he's helped them win some baseball games here. That's another... Dombrowski could have designated him for assignment, and I think most people would have... Like, last September, if they had released Taiwan Walker, I think this city would have been excited, would have said, finally, they admitted their mistake. Sometimes there's value in saying, you know what, let's just take a deep breath.
And no, they did. I mean, and that's their job, Joe. That's why I refuse to apologize, because as a fan, I see things a different way, and it's their job to say, no, it's not like that, because they have boots on the ground, and they see it every day. I can still sit here as a fan and protest it, but when they make decisions like that and they work out, I don't feel like I need to apologize, because they started out, number one, having way more information than I have about Luzardo.
Sure.
And Taiwan for that moment. But as a fan, I reserve my right every week to, if I want to, boo and question your decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Because on the surface, which is what we're all doing, is on the surface, they don't look like you've made the right ones. And on top of that, the whole Alec Bohm thing, even though he's here and it looks like he's coming out of whatever it was he was in, it still was a move that initially that you wanted to make. You wanted to get rid of Alec Bohm.
I still do. I mean, if I'm being real.
You wanted to get rid of him.
Yeah.
And the only reason that he's here, if we're being honest about it, is because you couldn't find anybody to trade with.
You know,
or you didn't get what you wanted.
Yeah, no one wanted him. Yeah.
Did the Eagles want to trade Jason Kelce?
They ain't got nothing to do with it.
Well, it does. Sometimes the best moves are the ones you don't make, there's a lot of luck involved.
Here for the Jason Kelce one. Or if you want to say that, I wasn't here for the Brandon Graham one either. Well, sometimes they work out in your favor.
Right,
sometimes they don't.
That's my point. But like we add that as a notch in Howie Roseman's belt. Just like we should for Dave Dombrowski.
No. I agree, yes.
No, I'm not. And guess what?
We're keeping the same energy here.
Well, I'm keeping the same energy. I ain't apologizing to Howie either.
Well,
for what? You almost made me
you,
say something.
You have to work on it. See, this is... there's more. There's a deep-rooted issue here. You have to work on apologizing.
What do you mean I'm not apologizing?
Yeah, you have to work on it.
I'm not apologizing to millionaires.
215-592-9494. Right, before we go any further here, Hugh, we got a prize to give away today. A $100 gift card.
Hughes Clothes?
No, not today. I think everyone needs a break from Hughes Clues.
I just think, like, when you said that, and I yelled that, people were triggered.
They were God. Not again.
Not this stupid ass thing.
We're not playing Hughes Clues today. No, we have a $100 gift card to Sunoco to give away today. Get the highest low performance out of your car with 94 octane. Now available exclusively at Sunoco gas stations in Philadelphia. It's Friday, which means it's a try day.
It's a try day Friday.
It's try day. Hugh and Joe on Fridays.
All right, Hugh, it is a try-day Friday. Now, we're going to do a little different today. So just hone in on this for a second, all right? Listen in. So typically we do something we should try, right?
Yes.
But we figured this out over years. You don't like to try many new things.
No, I'm kind of grounded in, you know, my old stuff.
Right. So today for try-day, here's your assignment, and the best one we get today will win the $100 gift card to Sunoco. You need to give us something you don't think Hugh would try, which actually opens it up to most things. This morning, we walked into the meeting, and Hugh was very excited to tell us about the story. Well, not excited, but very fired up about the story about the lady who unfortunately got eaten by an alligator in Everglades.
Yeah.
They were canoeing.
They were canoeing,
yeah.
And I guess the alligator came under their boat, mm-hmm. and it tipped the boat.
And she fell in. So would you canoe in the Everglades?
Oh, hell no. Not in Florida. I wouldn't canoe in the Schuylkill.
Why?
For what? I don't know what's in the Schuylkill.
We can row.
No. I'm not canoeing nowhere.
You don't want to go rowing?
What's the worst thing that could be in the Schuylkill?
A dead body?
Well, yeah, what's that going to do to you?
What's that?
Just going to float by.
Yeah.
Flesh-eating bacteria?
Oh, stop.
You never know.
Well, you're not going in. You're just
canoeing.
No, but it's like if the water splashes on me.
You know how many people do that all the time? And they're fine.
I'm not one of those people. You can have that.
No, we'll get to you people later.
I'm just looking out here and just like picture and seeing you canoeing by.
Man, I'd be so freaked out. I'd be so ready to get out the water. The one time that we did, when I did the regatta for the PCR.
Yeah.
Getting in the water is not... You know, and the boat stopped. You know, the boat, something went wrong and the boat engine stopped in the middle of the Schuylkill.
And get, look what happened. You made it.
Yeah, but I was not comfortable. They didn't know that, but I wasn't comfortable.
Quick question. If we had a rowing competition between the three shows, the three day part shows here at WIP, which show would win the rowing competition? Me and you. We could do three people. Kyle's on the boat with us. Three. We're rowing as a team. Afternoon show or the morning show?
That's a lot of shoulders, man, isn't it?
That's us.
It is.
I refuse to lose okay. to any well, if you any want to show you, us.
All right, so
I mean, if I had to do it,
so
yeah.
Morning show would be Richie and DeCamera and Rhea.
Yes.
Okay, so those three.
Well, I don't know because not taking anything away from Rhea, but it'd probably be Seltzer, maybe.
Oh, I'm sorry, Seltzer. I was thinking about this morning. Seltzer wasn't there. All right, so let's throw Seltzer in there. Well, that certainly is. So you got those three. You got afternoon show with all three of them. So who would win? Us?
Yeah.
You think we'd win?
Because only like in the afternoon show. Spike the only one that has muscle tone out of those.
Well, Spike
three.
Does push-ups, which works on the shoulders.
Yeah, right. But did you hear him recently?
Right.
No.
He's self-conscious because he moved back to the area and he thinks people are going to see him doing the push-ups
Spike
in the area.
Spike has no muscle tone though. I'm sorry, Spike. That's my movie buddy.
He does 250 a day.
Well, I hear you. There's no muscle tone. Jack would probably be. You know, Jack.
Jack dropped 20 pounds. You know.
Yeah, he did. So I don't know, but Jack doesn't lift weights though. I don't see Jack. Jack doesn't have the physique of a weightlifter. Mm-hmm. Richie hasn't lifted weights in years.
He deflated. Yeah,
he deflated. So, I like our chances.
Okay. Just wondering. But you won't get in the boat, so we're going
to
lose anyway.
Well, I mean, if I get in the boat and I have to row, I'm rowing
as
fast as possible.
We kind of lose by default.
Yeah.
He's not getting in the boat.
I'm rowing as fast as possible because as soon as we get this over with, the sooner I can get my ass out the water.
Okay. Well, that might win then.
That's where I would go. Yeah.
All right. 215-592-9494 for Tri-Day. And this could be anything, an activity, a food, Tri-Day, something that you don't think Hugh Douglas
and make
would
it
try.
The best. Worst one wins.
Yes, the best one we get today. The one that gives us the most enjoyment of the answer is going to win this $100 gift card to Sunoco. David in Westchester, up on WIP. Hey, David.
Hey, Joe. How you doing?
Hey,
what's
David.
Up,
you? What's up?
What's going on, man?
First off, you don't need to apologize to anybody like Hugh said for doing their job. Dave Dombrowski does not deserve an apology for what he's put together because he's put together the same-o. He got Lizardo is definitely an upgrade, and I think we talked about this before. Love the rotation. He did a great job with that. But he rolled back the same product, sans Max Kepler, but it's not going to be enough again.
Well, it might not be, but it also could be more than we think. I mean, right now, they look like a team that has a better shot to do something in the playoffs than last year, certainly. And I know there's a lot of season to go, and we were excited this time last year, but I like a lot of what I'm seeing right now, Dave. That was a heck of a series in Tampa.
But I mean, but Tampa's a subpar team,
they are.
And they do this every year. I mean, this they did it last year, and then the All-Star break out here, and you're like, where did my team go?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just more of the same. And you know, I hate to disappoint you, Joe, but you're gonna have your binky in October. You're gonna be sucking on that. Just, you know, crying.
Yeah, I may be. Yeah, I may be very disappointed, but I took the pledge, and right now I'm excited. I'm in a lot to be. All right, David, Tri-Day. What's something that Hugh Douglas would not try doing?
Well, this is this is every day for Hugh, so it's gonna be his job.
Hey, that's a pretty good one, David.
All right, the personal shots have begun. All right, David says, do your job.
Well, I do my job.
Well, your job today is to apologize to Dave Dombrowski.
That
was the edict today, to apologize to Dave. And you're refusing to do your job. You don't have to apologize. No one has to do it. I just feel compelled to say, you know what, Dave?
Because you're emotional.
I was heavy-handed in the offseason.
You're emotional.
Well, yes, I know. I'm very aware of that. Overly emotional sometimes, yes.
This weekend will be telling. You're playing the Guardians.
In Cleveland. Yeah.
So, yeah.
You worried about the Guardians?
No, I'm not worried about the Guardians, but I just know
this is the Ohio in Hugh.
No, it's not secretly. It's just that it's the ebb and flow of baseball.
Well, are they ebbing or are they flowing right now?
They're flowing is good.
Okay.
I think ebb is when you adjust.
Okay.
So they're flowing right now.
We're flowing right now.
Yeah, they're flowing. No question.
All
we're flowing.
215-592-9494. For your chance. You could be one of the first people on WIP to do it. I started us off. Kyle's there. Hugh refusing to apologize to Dave Dombrowski and admit you were too hard on the offseason.
Never too hard.
Well, yeah, we were. Something something you don't think Hugh would do for Tri-Day. There's plenty of options for you. The best one we get today wins a $100 gift card to Sunoco. Next hour, we'll also hear from Daryl Morey. Just ridiculous stuff from the Sixers team president. 215-592-949 for your phone calls. It is a midday show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Yes, it's that time of year again, people, where I take a break from talking about bacon to share some grilling wisdom. It's officially grilling season. Elevate your grilling game with Hatfield marinated pork tenderloins. They're flavorful and so easy to cook. Hatfield's marinated pork tenderloins are a game changer for any cookout. They have Tuscan herb, that is, honey garlic teriyaki, lemon garlic. There are so many different flavors to choose from. Head to simplyhatfield.com for a retail location near you and put some Hatfield pork on your fork.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.